Blog Talk Radio.
Down on all mankind.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So, indeed, very thankful. Utmost thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High. For the opportunity, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear He brings near. And I thank you all for listening. Truly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that I have, for His cause, for His purpose, some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for this, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence all my brothers and sisters. And if they could, if only they could, if they could, to destroy. But the mouth of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, shall not in these latter days be silenced. I repeat, the mouth, the voice, the word, for the Most High in these latter days shall not be silenced. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, there is a truth, there is a magnificent truth that all the nations, I repeat, all the nations must in these latter days hear. There's a magnificent truth that all nations to defend their own dreams, aspirations, and vision. And believing, my brothers and sisters, every nation having its own designs and desires for what must be the eventuality cannot possibly be. But there's a truth. Yes, there's one exceeding absolute truth and righteousness that all nations, I repeat, all nations must believe if they are to be delivered. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. If they are to be delivered from the deceitfulness of a world that is preferred that men, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, that is preferred that men not discern. I said that it's preferred that men not ever discern what is indeed the truth of the gospel, what indeed is the truth of the hope of salvation. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are those who desirous to uphold what in so many ways are unfounded beliefs, or let's just say beliefs which have no sense of real veracity in light of the whole truth. There are those, my brothers and sisters, that no matter how much you would attempt to speak to some of them, they are cursed, my brothers and sisters. I said they are cursed because they refuse. I said they refuse to listen. Most High one time told me, I prayed for such souls as this, that they might awaken. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that I just tell you how the Most High told me. There's a difference between a fool, just an ordinary fool, if you will, and what you might want to call, listen to me, my brother says, I know it sounds hard, a damn fool. Because there are those, my brothers and sisters, that no matter how much you try to explain the truth to them, no matter how much you tell them, they have biases they wish to uphold because they desire their own will before they are willing to seek what indeed is the will and the purpose, the plan of the Most High. Even according to my brothers and sisters, what has always been his plan from the very, very beginning. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, I promise you. There's a truth that all nations, each one avaricious, selfish, desirous to control the minds of others. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, the whole world has sought to ignore. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that I can only tell you if we want to start, say, 2,000 years ago. We can go back further. But there's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that 2,000 years ago, because Rome came in and murdered, I said because Rome came in and murdered the priests of Israel and then established a priesthood catering to Roman ideals, saying that they had no king but Caesar, concerned first and foremost about the authority they had over the people, even though it'd be counterfeit. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of Israel sought to deny, hide, destroy from even their own brethren. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Yes, for this reason, Messiah came as a prophet to speak what others would not. Hear me and understand, my brothers and sisters. Hear me. There's a truth that those who did come to believe relative to all that was spoken by the prophets before. There's a truth, did you hear me? A very blessed truth, that Rome knew that they could not allow to continue in the minds and hearts of men if Rome was ever to have what they sought in terms of absolute dominion in the earth. At least as much as they saw absolution according to their designs and desires. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that Rome, just like they murdered the priests of Israel who had desired a king, my brothers and sisters, out of the house of Judah, there's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that was known, and that was the expectation of those who did believe in Yeshua. In terms of what was to be expected, what was to be prepared for his return, that Rome literally murdered millions of believers in the first centuries to silence from the minds. And I dare say to my brothers and sisters that in what they call the Protestant Reformation, the nations of Europe, the West, my brothers and sisters, the truth that they dared not speak, dared not tell. We have to consider, going back a moment, what was understood, my brothers and sisters, what was understood? What had been the former understanding in the East and expectation concerning the latter day? Rome coming in and slaughtering millions, especially in the East, to silence what had been the expectation, the monotheist expectation of the faith, the monotheist expectation of the gospel. Rome came in and murdered millions, my brothers and sisters, silenced it from the mind. The Protestant Reformation by no means brought the restoration of that blessed expectation according to the fullness of what is the promise. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, in every case throughout the course of history, we see man once falling away, once finding himself established upon a premise of lies, once established upon a premise of lies and seeking to preserve those lies to preserve their own sense of authority. Upholding systems, my brothers and sisters, where in those who seem to have the greatest power of persuasion could be rulers, my brothers and sisters, it hasn't always been. I tell you now, since the fall of man, it hasn't always been that men have sought to rule according to what is just, but according to the premises that give them personal power. And many of my brothers and sisters have upheld these hypocrisies, being born into systems based upon a lie, seeking indeed, my brothers and sisters, according to what the scriptures actually call the marks of the beast, seeking compromise with hypocrisy, that they be enfranchised with systems, my brothers and sisters, that were never concerned. I repeat, that were never concerned about man ever being brought to the remembrance of all the Most High from the beginning as intended. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Yes, the nations have become what they are, many nations, turned aside from the plan of the Most High. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning the Most High has always desired that this world be brought to peace. He desires this world always be made true to the glory he intended upon it. He told me the greatest gift he can give is a law. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? The greatest gift he can give is a law. Common sense of understanding, common perception of what is truth, what is righteousness, what is justice, that all men might cooperate in that truth, in that justice, that all men might cooperate, love and trust. I can only tell you that even among men, when men find that others are deliberate after another vision with regard to this earth, resources that are in it, that men oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, don't find themselves in all things completely trusting of one another. I have to ask a question. Dare men find themselves being counted stable? Dare men believe they be counted stable for the Most High if in even the least point they are in disagreement with the Most High against what is his purpose? I said his purpose for this world. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared one standard that all are to believe. One standard that all are to uphold. If any man disagree with the Most High in any point of what Most High requires that this world be healed, I said that this world be healed, to be made true unto him, that man being counted unstable, that man being counted less than faithful, that man being counted less than rational, my brothers and sisters, by no means will find himself being counted worthy unto the kingdom of the one Most High Yah. Scripture says, if any man be found double-minded, though he be scattered among the nations, if any man be found double-minded, he must realize that his faith and perseverance in the Most High must bring forth the perfect work, one consummate mutual understanding among all people, that he be a righteous example unto all. This is the love of Yah, If any man seek otherwise, my brothers and sisters, if any man seek otherwise, if any man be found otherwise, let him not think, the scripture says, that in his intentions he'll be found worthy to receive anything from the Most High. Every soul who would petition the Most High true to his name. I said, every soul who would petition the Most High true to his name. I said, must. I said, absolutely must. Seeking all things to be true unto the Most High, that all his people should be in agreement. But I can only tell you again, my brothers and sisters, there's a very precious truth. Yes, indeed. It's a very, very precious truth. That all nations have sought to ignore, sought to deny, that men be held in bondage. And men be driven oftentimes to uphold what before the Most High was never his plan and could never be counted rational, the work of an unstable mind. That men would forget the gospel was a word of salvation, a word unto one understanding, even unto all nations. The scriptures tell us again and again these premises of which I speak. And I'd like to read something to you that's in the book of Mark. We talked about it on last evening. Mark 16:15. And Yeshua said to them, speaking to his disciples, go into all the world and preach my gospel to the whole creation. I mean to all the world. He who believes and is baptized, he said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be damned. Did he speak about any part of the world into which this word should not go? As much as it was within their power. He said this word must go forth into the whole creation. This word must go forth even unto all the nations. It's a word after which all nations must be compelled to agree. And let us understand that it is also so written, because it is prophesied, not only that the nation that does not believe shall be damned. Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be damned. My brothers and sisters, please understand, this statement is far more reaching than saying 2,000 years ago, whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. By its implication, say, who does not believe shall not be saved, shall not be preserved, shall not be able to stand. It goes beyond saying, who does not believe shall be damned. That has been true throughout the entire course of human existence. Most High declared a plan from the very beginning. Told man what was expected of him as a creation of the Most High. And it has never been true that a man could be counted stable, not discerning the purpose for which he was made. Never could a man be counted stable for the Most High, not discerning what is expected of him, that he be a good example for his brother. That simply is not wise to say that man ill-equipped could be an example to his brother according to the fullness of divine purpose. It's the reason why the scripture says we must realize the Most High will not deny himself, 2 Timothy 2. Scripture talks about us being made complete unto all good works, fully furnished unto all good works, all that the Most High requires. So we must understand, the Most High has, from the beginning, declared to mankind what is the eventuality, the prophecies speaking concerning him will come to declare again to mankind the knowledge, the remembrance of that foundation. Also comes to declare to mankind again what is the eventuality. And only man who is willing to hearken to that truth that the scripture says will trod down the kings and the rulers as a potter treads clay. That truth, my brothers and sisters, that will stomp down, overthrow, expose, scriptures say, the variant unbeliefs, misbeliefs, misadministrations, and righteousness of man. The scripture says, Most High will send one who subdue, who he will send by his power to subdue all the nations. Kings shall be as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Scriptures even declare, my brothers and sisters, concerning all the various priesthoods of the earth, all shall be found short of the glory, found treacherous, and that they had not taught all that should have been taught. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's so much more to be said about this, and I will, y'all willing, through the course of this show. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says it shall reprove a whole world. Yet how many of us have truly asked the Most High to search our hearts, that we be willing also to seek our and seek in light of that inspiration, the nature of our own hearts? Or dare a man say that not knowing his sin that he is forgiven? Shall a man say that not knowing wherein he has fallen short that he is wise? All my brothers and sisters, the judgment belongs to the Most High. It belongs ultimately unto him alone. And even whom the Most High said that he would send to judge mankind, he too, my brothers and sisters, must know that none shall rule this world to bring it to peace, lest it be in righteousness. For there is no other covenant. What is that word, my brothers and sisters, what is that word that every single soul must believe? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When the scriptures speak in Isaiah 40, the 41st, 42nd, 43rd chapter, it talks about the destruction of Babylon. Babylon being, if you will, lands of confusion. Lands whose expectations are not true to what the Most High intends, misleading the people. Would anyone, my brothers and sisters, maintain allegiance to a system that you know is exploiting you, even unto the damnation of your soul? Only that kingdom which the Most High has foreordained eternal, only allegiance to that kingdom offers the gift of eternal life. Therefore, would any man maintain allegiance to systemic lies, knowing the end result is his destruction, if he knew that is what it is? The day comes, my brothers and sisters, when all across all nations will know that to trust any other word but that which was to be taught in its fullness is a foolish thing unto the destruction of man. And believe it, my brothers and sisters, the time comes when anyone hears anyone speak any word not true to divine expectation. The scriptures relate that the fate of that man, quite frankly, is not a pleasant one. For those who would know what I'm talking about, I give you an example. One example we could speak of is all the scriptures that relate again. The Most High says he would destroy all the false prophets out of the land. Whoever would speak a lie. Isaiah 29th chapter. One good example. Isaiah 29th chapter speaks in this wise. Talking about the rulers who seek to hide the counsel of the Most High, deny men the knowledge of what the Most High has truly ordained. He says, surely your turning upside down of things should be esteemed as a potter's clay. Shall the work say to him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed of him, framed say of him that made it, framed it, he has no understanding? Your time will come then, say in a very little while, Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field. In other words, all shall understand. And that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book. I'm tonight, Isaiah 29:18. Eyes the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. And anyone who walks after foolishness shall be discerned a fool. Scripture says the meek shall also increase their joy in the Most High. The poor among shall rejoice. The poor among men, the meek among men, shall rejoice. And the oppressed among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught. The scorner is consumed. And all that watch for iniquity are cut off. Those that make a man an offender by a word, let us snap in him the reproof of the gate and turn aside the just after a thing of vanity. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? Give you another translation. Those who cause men to sin by a word lie and let us snap in him the reproof and turn aside the righteous under darkness. These are the oppressors. 29:20, this be brought to nothing. They who are scorners against the truth will be consumed. And all that incite to iniquity are cut off. Another scripture, Zechariah. I'm going to the, okay, here we are. Zechariah, 13th chapter. Hard verses, but the truth is what it is. Most High desires peace, no more lies. In fact, Zechariah 13 has scriptures that are corollary to Zephaniah 3:13 verse. The remnant of Israel shall speak no lies, do no iniquity, and there shall be none to harm them. How about Zechariah 13:1? On that day, there should be a fountain open for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sprinkling and for cleansing. It's come to pass in that day, said the Most High, I'll do it with the name of the idols. How about all the false testimony, all the false premises, all the false orientations, all the false security anchors, every misguided orientation, every misguided contention, every misguided so-called sense of social coalescence. He said you cast them all aside. Every false sense of value. Cast away with the names of the idols from the land. They shall no more be remembered. Also I move from the land the false prophets, the unclean spirits, the false prophets, and how about their unclean or false testimonies? They're impure, imperfect, less than sufficient testimony. Many have drawn hasty conclusions, my brothers and sisters, unto the destruction of many. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things that men might judge rightly, reproving all sin, all testimony wrought as a result of not giving consideration to all the Most High has declared. Proving all testimony, my brothers and sisters, does not consider all the Most High has declared as truth. For many are the words that men have called wise, tainted with uncleanness of lies. And every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. Here, Zechariah 3:13, it shall come to pass that if any man shall yet prophesy, how about prophesy falsely? Even his father and his own mother shall say to him, you shall not live, for you speak lies in the name of the Most High. And his father and his mother who bore him shall cut him asunder when he prophesies. This is what's foreordained in the kingdom of Yah, which is to come. My brothers and sisters, it has been true that so many times the Most High put forth effort to bring forth the kingdom. It'll be true unto himself. But men in their unbelief, men in their selfishly avaricious designs and desires, have turned men aside, ignoring the Shema, not loving the Most High, nor seeking with all minds, heart, soul, and might to be the best example to one another, that you might have a society consummate in the knowledge of the truth. That all people, my brothers and sisters, know that truth, and none allow the truth to fail in the midst of it. That is the obligation of a truly tribal people who love one another. My brothers and sisters, what then of those who would either deny the truth, pervert the truth, twist the truth, or whatever, even seeking to persist, that this earth persist in its animosities due to ignorance, just as someone can have someone to blame, to persecute? Brothers and sisters, we should have a desire, knowing that since all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yah, that we all, brothers and sisters, must seek who the Most High has called unto light, to shed light into the darkness. And if we're not willing to do this, my brothers and sisters, how should we be called rightly those who will be called the light of the world? The evil, my brothers and sisters, the wicked, have heard the truth under much animosity in the earth for ages. Shall it be said that the children of light and truth would do the same? Think about it. How many times, if it says even Israel, denied the covenant promises of Yah every time Israel chose to disobey? Scattered among the nations, what did the people expect if scattered among a people who have not the knowledge of the covenant and whose entire social coalescence depends upon them preserving lies, whose rulership depends upon men believing lies? What did Israel expect? Most High warned in advance. That you don't want to be cast off your land into the lands of others who would not uphold the truth or did not know it. Like I said, Zechariah 3:13 is going to pass. If any man shall be yet prophesy lies, his father and his mother shall say to him, you shall not live, for you speak lies in the name of the Most High. His father and mother who bore him shall cut him asunder when he prophesies. Come to pass in that day that the false prophet shall be ashamed, because all the people shall know the truth. Come to pass in that day that the false prophet shall be ashamed, every man of his vision, of the vision of his so-called testimony or prophecy. Yet shall they wear a hairy skin because they have lied. Well, oftentimes prophets, my brothers and sisters, were being somewhat less than franchised into the core of society, lived oftentimes even in the wilds, living off the land, not seeking in any way coalescence or association after what was common status quo. Well, my brothers and sisters, we need to talk a little bit about and follow up to last night. What is the gospel that all nations must come to believe? What is the word that all the pre-existent nations of the earth desired that no one come to believe? That the already extant obstacles of systems and governments, belief systems, religiosities might be preserved upon their faulty foundations. What is the truth? They would not have any belief. Remember, Messiah said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized. How about realizing that baptism was an initiation rite and a purging from a public, let's just say it was a public decree, declaring that one seeks to be purged from whatever corrupt body of knowledge, partial body of knowledge that he once believed, that he might be preserved. Most High didn't say he was going to preserve any man's lie. He didn't say he was going to preserve any man's half-hearted perception of the truth. He didn't say he was going to preserve any man's double-minded intelligence. Most High did not sign a contract that he did not write. He would not preserve anything in them that any man would seek to preserve in his mind. It's not true to what the Most High intends to have as a foundation for life and peace and the regeneration of this world. So he who does not believe should be damned. You think the Most High wants to preserve anybody's unbelief in any way when he seeks to establish a world wrought upon the word that is eternal from the beginning? If any man believes so, let him think again. What is the word that is to be believed? If we are true to examine all that is the gospel is the word from on high, the word the Most High has declared that shall bring peace to this earth. It is not a word partial after any of the variant ideals of any present nation. Israel was created as a nation. It was not according to the designs of any nation before. Israel was raised up as a nation to restore to the minds of all men ultimately what the Most High declared from the beginning must be the rudiments of righteousness revered by all men. Hear me. The Most High promised that a people chosen shall discern again what is righteousness. And in so doing, the Most High has also promised that that people will give and reveal what is righteous rule to the whole world, and that a world made subject to that nation that discerns what is righteousness, that discerns what is fair, that discerns what is justice. The Most High, since the Most High said himself, vengeance is mine, says the Most High. The Most High will defend and guard that people, and he will guard that nation, that that nation have dominion to guide the world in the ways of Yah, even forever. But I would say this, my brothers and sisters, to all who would be selfishly ambitious after their own designs. The Most High has said that he would send one for the express purpose of revealing true unto Yah, true unto his divine intent is from the beginning, to reveal to the world what is the absolution or the meaning of the law of Yah. What is the absolute meaning of the Torah? Was the absolute meaning of what in fact is the gospel? Because before there were words, my brothers and sisters, there was thoughts. And the scripture calls that one the word of Yah, the very thoughts of Yah, the promise of Yah. And if you will, my brothers and sisters, the very covenant testimony of Yah. He is called the messenger of the covenant. Genesis 49:10 calls him Shiloh, him unto whom it belongs. Scripture talks about this one relative to this world. It says the Most High says he would bring about a revolution. He would overturn it. Until he comes. In other words, there will constantly be turmoil in the earth. Systems rising and falling. says, until he comes unto whom it belongs by right, the Most High should give the kingdom, the dominion unto him. This is the one the scriptures speak of, a lawgiver out of the tribe of Judah. Remember, Moshe was out of the tribe of Levi. The scripture speaks about this one out of the tribe of Judah who would be both king and priest. A lawgiver, my brothers and sisters, one who even comes with express purpose to bring to remembrance all that Moshe has spoken. Read Deuteronomy 29:29-30 and 8 and understand what I'm talking about. Read Acts 3:18-23. Understand what I'm talking about. This one after the Spirit of the Most High will bring to remembrance all the Most High has declared after what is truly divine, righteous intent. And the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, his testimony, shall be cut off from among the people. The scripture says, when Israel is restored to righteousness at the hand of that one who at Isaiah 49 is spoken of, that will say, listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, has he made mention of my name. He's made my mouth like a sharp sword to reveal his glory, to bring Israel back to him, and even to be his salvation to the ends of the earth. That's one call from among the people out of the tribe of Judah that was prophesied, with brothers and sisters. How many discern past all the illusions taught by men misrepresenting the scripture, not knowing where or from whence it is that Messiah and all the disciples and apostles spoke, have believed a faulty perception, not discerning how Isaiah 49 shall be. One way to understand it is simply realizing that, for instance, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, are chronologies of the course of much time. Messiah simply said that don't expect him in those times immediately that seem that the murderous times of great tribulation began to succeed, or let's just say diminish. And he was talking about a time when those first 4 centuries, my brothers and sisters, in the times of dispensation. But if I look at Matthew 24 closely again, he talks about the time immediately after the destruction of Jerusalem, perilous times, murderous times, great tribulation. And he says after that time, he didn't say he would come, but arrive the false prophets. That's not saying that Isaiah 49 won't come to pass, my brothers and sisters, for those who are ready to understand it. Messiah, as an anointed man. Scriptures actually say, my brothers and sisters, in Zephaniah 3:1-5, the Messiah will appear from a city, reprimanding the world, reprimanding that city as an example of the whole world from that place. And because men had not discerned, my brothers and sisters, his righteousness, Most High will use that city on the purpose it could be used as an example to the rest of the world in its destruction concerning what will befall those who will not believe. Isaiah 60:12 says, when Most High restores Israel as a people to the fullness of his righteousness, to the nation that will not serve Israel according to that righteousness will perish. Well, I can only say this, my brothers and sisters, throughout the course of history, we can sit back and talk about the times of Cain and Abel. Cain, the elder brother. Abel, the younger. We could talk about how the Most High favored Abel. We could talk about how Cain was jealous and slew his brother. Come forward, my brothers and sisters, and talk about what occurred when the Most High, according to his choice, did not send the promises of Abraham through Ishmael, but through the son that he chose, Isaac, Yishak. We could talk about cases going forward in the days of Esau, the elder, Jacob, the younger. And the Most High had already said and spoken to his mother, Rebekah, concerning Esau. But he said to his mother, Rebekah, while Esau and Jacob were twins, twin brothers in the womb, he said to his mother, Rebekah, that in her womb were two nations, and the elder shall serve the younger. My brothers and sisters, usual tradition is that the eldest child has favor and the majority of the inheritance. But in this case, in those cases, my brothers and sisters, the Most High had already said what he chose to uphold. We could even go as far as, my brothers and sisters, to look at it another way. That pre-extant seeming authority in the earth has always sought to deny what the Most High raises up, often for the purpose of being true. Israel was not the first nation in the earth, but the Most High called forth Israel as a nation. That one day the Most High promises that that small, tiny nation will one day, true to his righteousness, overcome all nations. I think about other times that the Most High did such. In the days of what was the Medo-Persian Empire, when Israel was put into bondage. Hey, the Medo-Persian Empire was only 50 years old when it arose and overtook Babylon. And the children of Israel, by the king of that empire, was set free to return home. So often, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High has shown that he will no longer be vexed by unrighteousness, chooses to raise up what is righteous, or will he is forsworn that he will raise up under righteousness to grant the world an opportunity. But have those who have had previous sense of power delighted in this? My brothers and sisters, so often not. I will tell you this, that in the East there was the expectation of one who the Most High would raise up to bring peace. It actually happened, true to the prophecy, 2,600 years ago. And the scripture says it will happen again according to Isaiah 11. In the interim, it said the one that was called Shiloh would give his very life that men discerned that the rulers of the earth were unjust and that the rulers of the earth persecuted him. That's not one or two times of the coming of the one called Shiloh, Shashan Shah, King of Kings, but three appearances. This is what the ancients knew. This is actually what Isaiah prophesied of. But how many understand that, my brothers and sisters, to believe it? How many understand who it is the Messiah said that he is? If we talk about what is the gospel, my brothers and sisters, realize that every time Israel chose to be disobedient, Israel, like the other nations, was ignoring the preciousness of the covenant. 2,000 years ago, when the priests of Israel, under Roman authority, espied the coming of Messiah, Yeshua, was that about them being true to the promise of the Most High? Or was it about them maintaining the counterfeit authority they got from Rome. Today, there are many who refuse to recognize the dimensions of their hypocrisy, that they say that they are not like Edom. But I want you to tell you, I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it was prophesied that Esau would serve, we talked about this on last evening, would serve his younger brother, Jacob. And in coming to have a degree of dominion, he would always seek to cast off the greater favor of his brother as a yoke from his neck. Remember I told you, my brothers and sisters, that scripture said the nation that will not serve Israel in the day that Israel is restored to righteousness, the nation that will not serve Israel shall perish. Most High has promised his people shall dwell securely and shall have peace. His promise that they shall not do iniquity, they shall speak no lies, which means they shall speak the word of the Most High. Most High would have a people to reverberate his word, his righteousness in the earth. Hallelujah. So let any man desire less than this, seeking to exalt themselves, Most High will have a people that will be true to his name. Hallelujah. So let any man, my brothers and sisters, deny Most High what he desires, that they exalt themselves. Think about it. We live in a society today that those who seem to have the greater power of persuasion can have dominion, rulership, affluence in the earth if they can just simply get enough people to follow them. But my brothers and sisters, it's unto Yah that all the glory is due. For who is it that can just simply imagine, in fact no one can simply imagine of his own heart the glorious righteousness the Most High has intended. And if anyone is to walk the path, my brothers and sisters, it's Yah that must guide him. If anyone who is to know what is the fundamental founding purpose of man, to understand what is the goal, the purpose of human creation, it is Yah that must reveal it. If any man is to attain to the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, it is Yah who is the Savior who reveals the path. It is Yah who keeps him on that path. It is Yah, my brothers and sisters, that reveals the goal. If any man says otherwise, he has lied. If any man says that he needs not pursue the Most High to show him the way, he deceives himself. If any man says he just reads the scripture and comes to a right understanding, he has lied. 45,000 just denominations call themselves Christian that read the book called the Bible. We're not talking about all the others. We're not talking about Judaism, Orthodox Jewry. And yes, my brothers and sisters, there are parts of the Bible even read by those who call themselves Islamic today. Does that mean in their reading they simply understand it? No, my brothers and sisters. Man needs a gift from the Most High to understand. Scripture says the Holy Spirit prays for our weaknesses. That means that our minds might be open to see where we are weak, that we might be made strong. So we resist that discipline from the Most High and still be called wise. What man resists discipline from the Most High, expecting still yet to be approved? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The promise of the Most High, the knowledge of the covenant, was to go through Jacob. And those of you who know the truth of the story, you know about the story of Jacob's ladder. Jacob wrestled with an angel and would not let him go until he was blessed with wisdom to pass on the covenant. Esau, we understand. Think about it, my brother and sister. The covenant had to be passed on. Is Esau seeking to murder his brother? Was that something that he should have. I remember when the Most High first told me and showed me the kingdom. Quite frankly, you're listening to a man who's seen third heaven. Most High first showed me what he desires on this earth of his kingdom. I saw it as something far, far more vast than my little old soul could even begin to be worthy of. I didn't understand the time the Most High was promising to teach me. But in seeing it, my first impression was to observe, not necessarily count myself worthy. In fact, hardly in any way. But I remember saying that seeing the type of conscience that is necessary to bring that kingdom to bear and to preserve it. I remember saying to the Father directly, doesn't make a difference what comes of me. But whoever it is that will be found worthy of that glory and that beauty, believing the Most High knows how to bring forth good. I said to him simply, let me help. I just asked, let him be helped to anyone that will. And he told me, I'll never forget. He said, if you can say what you just said and mean what you just said, like you said it, say my son is going to be all right. I will never, ever forget that. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you this. The Most High makes a choice. The Most High makes a choice as to how his covenant should be brought to bear. All should rejoice simply that the Most High has forsworn that there shall be peace. But we live in a society today where men, more than the peace and the righteousness of Yah, have oftentimes preferred a society of lies where they can seek to establish their own rulership, their own kingship over others. And in so doing, acting as obstacles against the salvation of other souls. What else can those who would do such a thing be but accursed? When the scriptures speak about the curse upon Edom, my brothers and sisters, scriptures talk about Esau having sold his birthright, not concerned for its ultimate purpose, for the blessing of a world. Sold his birthright, insulted the gift of Yah, very much like what you read in Hebrews 10:26-31. The man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. How about the gift of Yah? He is blasphemed and insulted the Most High, insulted the Spirit of grace, and it's a terrible thing, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, to fall in the hand of the living Yah, fall in the hand of an angry Yah. There's no more sacrifice to be offered for one's sins, because the gift of truth is the opportunity to transcend the lie, to learn how to speak the truth and not to lie. Well, Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for, I guess you call it like a lentil bean soup. Red bean soup. It was a red pottage, it was called. So he's named after that pottage in so many ways. You understand, my brothers and sisters, what was said concerning what was told to Rebekah, his mother, before even Esau and Jacob were born, that the Most High would ultimately pass on the ultimate blessing to the younger of the two sons. When Esau, Isaac, was ready to pass on the blessing, his intent was to pass the blessing to Esau. The best we can imagine is that he didn't understand all that had occurred before in his old age, soon to die, and he knew it. And he would have passed on the blessing to Esau, who he favored for what Esau had brought to him during his life, game that he enjoyed. that he was going to pass on the blessing to Esau. The Most High had already foreordained that it be passed on through Yaakov. And we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High will assure that what he desires comes to bear. He sees the seed of a people, a person, in the course of generations in advance, and he had his reasons to pass on the inheritance through Yaakov. Well, like I said, my brothers and sisters, I find it amazing, like I said, 2,000 years ago, some among Israel chose to go along with the status quo, chose to be hypocritical, even after those who were oppressed, even after those who would not seek all justice, that they appease themselves. Still in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, selling off birthright for a morsel of meat. I can only tell you again that it is the obligation of every Israelite to seek the whole truth for the blessing of the holy name and the blessing of all the brothers in that name, in that authority, in that truth, in that jurisdiction, and the righteousness of what is indeed divine rule. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not robs himself, robs his brother, and is also treacherous against the Most High himself. The scriptures tell us in 2 Peter, first chapter, that we must diligently seek the knowledge of the Most High. We must do this if we are going to make our election sure. If we are elect, and the scripture says the election is unto knowledge and understanding, shall we gain that knowledge, my brothers and sisters, to oppress or to bless? Scripture tells us about the weapons of our warfare. In other words, to convert the nations. I pray you will hear me. To 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 6. Weapons of our warfare are mighty through Yah. Not carnal, but mighty through Yah. Not after the flesh. Not after self-righteousness. Not after selfish presumptions. What scripture says, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. How about by the testimony of the Most High shall the hearts of men be changed? It says, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, it's not guns and knives and swords. The weapons of our warfare that will bring a world of peace. It's what scripture said concerning Messiah. He will speak peace to the nations. Most High will ratify that word, that all who do not hear it, Most High will be the enforcer. He will show humanity any souls to survive it must be true to that word. Scriptures say to us, my brothers and sisters, I hope and I pray the Most High that you will hear me. That there is no if, ands, and buts about it. Scripture says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not the creations of men, not the workmanship or the conceits of men, but mighty through Yah, to the casting down of strongholds. How about casting down the illusions that cause men to uphold misallegiance, to uphold standards and ideals that are to the damnation of men's souls? For the Most High can sanction no man's lie. When I say damnation, it means men separated, not true to the will of one. That's the word damnation means, separated from Yah, cursed, separated from the knowledge of him. We're refusing to believe the knowledge of him. What do you think scripture says? He who believes shall be saved. Oh, there's a word that is to be believed. Men are to be delivered from the power of the devil. Power of death and damnation. The power of lies. Since weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, to cast them down in strongholds. And my brothers and sisters, to bring to obedience every thought. Bring every thought to the obedience, even to the power of the one called the Kurdi. Pray you will understand what that means, because I will not use that word, Greek word, they call Christ. I will not use that word to relate to Messiah. For it's a pagan term that opposes all manner of polytheism that's not true to the will of one and cannot be true to salvation. Many have opposed this idea about the Spirit of Christ, but have they agreed? The Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, bring all nations to agree after the will of Yah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to look at my website, hiddengospel.com. Article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. It says, the weapons of Yah unto his people are not carnal, but mighty after his power to casting down strongholds. Casting down false imaginations, lies, false expectations. Something after the zeal of man. Think about it. So many refuse what the Most High has declared because, being true to him, they have to humble themselves before him. And there are those who, in their selfish ambition, would seek to uphold a lie, to exalt themselves. And my brothers and sisters, and have the Most High not to be believed. And like I said, every lying man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. Every obstacle, that every lie that men believe, my brothers and sisters, is a damnation to a soul. And the scriptures tell us again and again that if any man preach any other word as the gospel, as that whole, pure, complete word, said, let him be accursed because he deceives his brother. Galatians, first chapter, is reflective of the scripture saying you should not take the name of the Most High in vain lest you deceive your brother. You cannot be counted unguilty for this. You can never be counted guiltless. For this. Need a little something with my whistle. I think about the scripture, my brothers and sisters, that tells us that he who blesses Israel shall be blessed. Who curses Israel shall be accursed. Do you think anyone, even though he may call himself Israel, do you think, my brothers and sisters, that anyone, I repeat, that anyone who would deceive his brother with regard to the covenant is counted true to the birthright of an Israelite? Do you think anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would lie with regard to what is the expectation in any way is true to the purposes of the Most High? Edom defies the birthright because it declared the one who would rule over him. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think, many of those who call themselves Israel today, none of your factions, I repeat, none of your variant factions has power to gain the land and establish upon it peace. Most High has promised that one called Shiloh, that he said that he would discipline himself. Yes, that one called Shiloh, the Most High said that he would discipline to make him a righteous king, a righteous steward, to reveal all things that must be considered, that man not fall short of the mark. That's the promise of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, as much as that's the promise of Yah concerning the one whom he said he would call, is also the obligation of all Israel to preach, teach, discern that expectation. When the scriptures say, go into all the world and preach my gospel, the word, the full word of what is the expectation with regard to the coming of the Messiah. I did not say that nations and people be inclined to despise that appearing, but that they should love it. Scriptures talk about in Isaiah 25, there'll be destruction of a great city. City, my brothers and sisters, that has not been true or would not hear the word of Yah. Isaiah 25. He says, because of the destruction of that city, says the cities of ruthless nations who had once been disobedient shall revere. Yes, my brother, shall revere Yah. Can't tell you. It's hard for me to ever even begin to count how much I personally, at the behest of the Most High, the call of the Most High, I sought to explain that scenario that is related in Isaiah 24 to 27 chapter with regard to that city. Exposure of the lies of the world that will finally bring forth a world complicit in the will of the Most High. At the behest of the one Most High said he would reveal from that city. Isaiah 66 speaks of it. And you can see it, Isaiah 24 to 27 chapter speaks of it. Numbers 24 speaks of it. Isaiah 19, 18 through 25, 19th chapter of Isaiah speaks of it. Isaiah 15, 16 speaks of it. Jeremiah 48 through 51st chapter speaks of it. Isaiah 66 speaks of it. Isaiah 27, 9 through 12. 24th chapter, 6 through 10. 25th chapter, 1st through 10th verse, finally says, because of what occurs there, the righteous shall declare, this is the righteous one, holy one for whom we have waited. We rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. And he will wipe away all tears from off our eyes. What were the nations to believe if they were to be saved from destruction? All nations in believing the gospel was to expect the day of the return of the King. All nations were to expect the return of the one whom the Most High said he would send with a word that the Most High himself would both endorse and enforce. All the world was to expect that Israel one day would awaken beyond all the misconceit of all the rulers, and that Israel, returning home, would establish a kingdom. We're breaking to pieces all other kingdoms. Look at Daniel 2:44. And that the nation that would not serve that people of the Most High restores unto righteousness shall perish. And even, my brothers and sisters, to understand, according to Jeremiah 30:10-11, that when the Most High brings back his people, he will do this by proving foolish and bringing to destruction every nation that is scattered, minds, hearts, and souls of his people, that he might correct his people justly. The nation, my brothers and sisters, that would believe that in any way the Most High would uphold the concept of a covenant, not true to the fullness of all he declares, my brothers and sisters, that nation has not taught the gospel. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of all your contentious rulers. This is what he was ultimately saying to the world, even unto every nation, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, go forth and teach all his word to all the nations, convert all the nations, baptize, purge them, make them disciples after the fullness of his word. And this, my brothers and sisters, will bring the end of this age of confusion. And no other nation was chosen to bring forth this glory. Even though vastly persecuted among all the nations, no other nation, no other people was chosen unto this authority but Israel. And even Israel today, my brothers and sisters, is blind by and large to this truth. If you ask many of them, what is the gospel in terms of that expectation? Many of them will simply say, what? I am Hebrew Israelite, of this congregation, that congregation. But how many of them, my brothers and sisters, speak about the one who reproves them all? That all must come to believe that they become one people, that the Most High would support them in their common understanding, true to the word from the beginning, as a people that he calls steadfast. Remember what the scripture told Israel. Scattered among the nations. How about scattered in the various factions? Your faith and perseverance under Yah must bring forth a perfect work. All coming to one understanding. All in the name of the Most High, speaking the same thing. One understanding. No divisions among you. No factions. Most High is not going to call the people, my brothers and sisters, the light of the world. Nor will they be an example to the world while the divisions exist. To Israel is healed, my brothers and sisters. No one. Did you hear me? Till Israel is healed, no one gains the prize of life and peace. To Israel is healed, there will be no peace upon this earth. For a people who cannot show forth what is justice to a world, a people, my brothers and sisters, who will not realize that it is the mercy of Yah that any man awakens. People who are not awakened to this truth, my brothers and sisters, cannot show love. Yes, I realize that in fact, my brothers and sisters, all nations have in so many ways resisted the promise and the hope of Yah. Anytime anyone chose not to seek the whole truth, that every nation will be beholden unto Yah for his mercy. But just as Israel has been scattered among the nations, blinded, so the nations also themselves resisting the truth the Most High sent to Israel have also been blind. Most High concluded, therefore, all under sin, that he might be the one that shows mercy upon every man. Everyone, my brothers and sisters, who will believe, and everyone being beholding and thankful unto him for granting the opportunity. But shall the Most High show favor upon those who will not believe? Scripture says that the nation or the people who are double-minded, not seeking beyond all misrepresentation. I'm talking about the first chapter of the book of James, they call it Jacob. Jacob, they call it James. Scripture says, if any man be double-minded, hypocritical, seeking to appease the will of men rather than Yah, not seeking the fullness of his will. Scripture said, let not that man think he receive anything from Yah. He's insulted the opportunity to be a blessing unto Yah and a blessing unto this world. Scripture says the weapons of Yah are not carnal but mighty through Yah. We must understand it's not hate that will bring forth the salvation of this world, but love. Now those who have looked at the words, for instance, in Malachi said, they translated saying, Israel have I loved, and Esau have I hated. It simply meant, my brothers and sisters, that Esau was not shown favor, the kind of favor, to be the chosen son, as was Jacob, who became one called by the name Israel. It's understood then, my brothers and sisters, the Most High must declare a point of reference that he be revered. I said he must declare a point of reference after which he might be revered. Men in their selfish ambition, and the world, in a world that has exalted so many lies, will not come to the righteous conclusion upon their own, having no power to deliver themselves. Therefore, it is Yah himself who must declare a savior, a point of reference that all nations must turn to, a point of reference, my brothers and sisters, that men seek hope in, that this world might finally be found true to Yah, because quite frankly, all prophecy relates to when Messiah appears, that all have fallen short of the glory. None righteous, no, not one. None who discern how much they needed to seek Yah, Therefore, men have been devoured by evildoers, and the Most High has scattered the bones of hypocrites, misrepresentatives, who have not been true unto him. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture's talking, looking at the little time I have left, this is again a conversation.
90 seconds.
In the 63rd chapter of Isaiah, the scripture says, who has this come with crimson garments from Edom and Basra? Mighty in his strength. The one that comes forth saying, I've stained all my raiment. I've trodden the earth with my fury. And I've stained all my raiment.
60 seconds.
It's ancient prophecy to speak of that one, my brothers and sisters, going all the way back to Numbers. Going back to Genesis. Numbers 24, going back to Genesis 49, 10 through 12. Revelation 19th chapter speaks the same. When he said, I've trodden down the earth alone, and there was none with me, it would mean there was none to discern past all the illusions of the rulers who kept the peoples in bondage. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that if a whole world is found blind, the Most High is the one who must grant the light, and the whole world must be beholden to see and follow that light. If man has come out of darkness and the damnations of those who choose to be blind. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. To his mighty honor and praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again. I thank you all again for listening. Edom is the people that, despising the birthright of the Most High, have chosen to deny the fullness of the covenant. Blessed then are they who believe him who brings the gospel. Isaiah 61. Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives. Scripture says, and their kings, foreigners, should guard, care for your sheep. And they should tend your vines, your vine dressers. They should be your farmers. This is the word of the Most High unto a people who he will grant justice, that all the nations of the earth should know that they whom Yah has chosen unto righteousness are the blessed.